Pete Strickland has been appointed as the head coach of the Irish senior men's team. Delighted to be joined by Pete now about this appointment. And look, first of all, Pete, I have to thank you for taking time out of your Thanksgiving to speak to us here on the bench.
You're more than welcome. Happy to. I remember my first Thanksgiving in Cork. It was many, many years ago. I remember going around buying a turkey and telling people Happy Thanksgiving. They weren't quite sure what I was saying.
Yeah, we kind of celebrated in Ireland a little bit now, but back in the early 80s, maybe not so much.
Not so much, maybe, yeah.
Okay, well, look, that's a nice segue to, I suppose, our association with Pete Strickland here in Cork, because you made your coaching debut here back in the early 80s with Neptune, Pete. You have fond memories of Cork.
Absolutely, Lisa. I mean, it's always been just kind of almost like the second home to me in so many ways. Met so many great people there and made so many friends. Loved the basketball there. It was such a, you know, such an integral part of the North Side when I was there. And it was just, it seemed like every day the game was growing and getting more infectious with the people that lived there. And the following for the game was enormous. You know, obviously there's other games in Ireland that supplant, you know, basketball. But at that time, it didn't feel like it. It felt like basketball was the be-all and the end-all, you know, on the North Side. And just walking up to the hall every day for training was, you know, it was exciting because that was the time when basketball was really taking root.
And have you gotten back to Cork much since then?
Well, never as much as you want, you know. So I have been back, particularly directly following my time as a player there. Seemed like I'd say maybe 5 out of the next 7 or 8 years I was back to work the Dungarvan National Camp up in Waterford, and then I'd always find a way to get back to Cork. And not so much in the last 25 to 30 years, but still been back a few times.
Well, you've been busy getting your coaching CV, a lot of experience on it. But before we talk about that, I suppose, in most recent years, the appointment of head coach of the Irish senior men's team, when did this process start for you, Pete?
It came from a friend of mine in Cork named Francis O'Sullivan, who I think is a tremendous coach himself. Mm-hmm. And he made me aware that it was a job that was open. And I talked about it for years. Yeah, that's such a job. Gosh, that's a job I'd love to do, you know. He said, hey, Pete, it's open. You know, here's the application. Here's the link. So, you know, he sent me the link, or I found one of the two. I found the link, or he sent it to me. And then I got the application in time and kind of forgot about it a little bit. And then about a week and a half later, you know, was notified that I was, you know, one of the 6 candidates. And maybe another week and a half later than that, it was down to 2. And I was, you know, get increasingly more excited about it each time. So, you know, it's just a simple application process. But I guess what helped was that I had been there and that I had some friends there and some people on the committee that remembered me from teaching there at clinics and at camps. And that resonated.
And, yeah, obviously that affinity with Irish basketball in Cork in particular played a huge part. But when you looked then at the players that will be at your disposal and the state of the Irish game at national level, how do you feel about that when you embark on this role?
Well, I'm not sure I quite have a good feel for it yet. You know, I've talked to a lot of people in the last 4 days, 5 days about the game and about particular people. But I probably won't have a very good sense of it until I get there, which I plan to do very soon. And at that point in time, I'll get around and see all the National League teams, see all the Super League teams, and I'll get a much better feel and assessment for where the Irish game is and the particular people that might make up the panel. So really excited to see those players, really excited to evaluate them and, you know, start to make the inroads towards our final panel. So I would say, to answer your question in the short form, Lisa, I would say, not enough information to answer.
But you'll immerse yourself, no doubt. Does that mean then that it's kind of hard for you to set down goals for your 2 seasons, because you have taken the position for 2 seasons now looking forward?
Well, yes and no. I mean, I think, I think I can still, you know, set some things up that we want to accomplish, and that'll be irrespective of who's on the panel. Obviously, you still have your quests and your aims. You know, we want to go to that Small Nations tournament in 2018. It looks like it's going to be in San Marino. And, you know, we want to be the best team that we can be. And, you know, obviously you're always going out on the floor to win each and every game as we represent Ireland. So those goals will remain the same. Who's going to fulfill those goals? Who's going to help us fulfill those dreams and hopes are still to be determined.
It's an exciting time in Irish basketball, though, Pete, because there have been some very difficult years. There's been the re-emergence of the international sides, and there's a lot of enthusiasm, passion and hard work behind these teams because it's coming from a place where people really want to grow it again.
That's great. I mean, I feel like that's the case. You know, I feel like when I was there, as I mentioned earlier, there was just such a fire going on about basketball, and I feel like that seems to have come back. So I'm happy to be a part of it, you know, happy to be a part of this pitch that seems to be just, you know, reverberating ever stronger. I have a lot of respect for the Irish coaches that are there, many of whom are friends. You know, I mentioned Francis O'Sullivan. I think he's a great coach. One of the reasons I'd love the opportunity I'm getting, because I have such great respect for Danny Fulton and Enda Burt, who was my assistant at Coastal Carolina when I was a head coach back here in the States years ago. You know, just three guys in particular there that I think are tremendous teachers of the game. And, you know, I just think there's a lot of good basketball people there. And to sense from you and from others that it's starting to, you know, again, reemerge is exciting.
Yeah. And so talk us through some of your experience, because there's a lot of it. 31 years of coaching experience now. You know, how long have we got, Lisa? But, I mean, you've worked across the professional, collegiate and high school ranks at this stage. What have your more recent roles been?
Well, I got out of, you know, kind of the formalized coaching 2.5 years ago. My last stop was at George Washington University, where I was an assistant. So out of my 31 years, I think I calculated up, I think 17 of them I was an assistant, and you know, the 14 I was a head coach. And so it's, you know, it was a great kind of, you know, duality of roles over the years. You know, being an assistant teaches you a lot. Obviously, being a head coach teaches you a lot. And in each step, I learned from really, really good people. I was pretty fortunate, you know, that everywhere I went, I was, you know, again, I was at an opportunity to learn from somebody that was really good in my assistant's year. So I was, you know, I really am the sum of those experiences. Morgan Wooten was, remains my biggest and most significant influencer. He was my high school basketball coach, and I came back and worked under him as an assistant. He's one of the two high school coaches in America that are in the Basketball Hall of Fame, which is extraordinary. And he's an extraordinary man, an extraordinary coach. Then I was able to work for a man named Oliver Purnell, who turned around three different collegiate programs. I was by four different collegiate programs. I was by his side for two of them. So exciting. Worked for a guy named Sidney Lowe, tremendous man and a great guy who's now in the pros and really has mostly been a pro coach most of his life. I played for a guy at the University of Pittsburgh way back in the 1800s who was a tremendous teacher, a guy named Tim Gergerich. So I've really been lucky to have been, you know, influenced by a lot of good basketball people. So those are kind of the, you know, when you talk about my experience, those are the kind of things that kind of still resonate, you know, kind of sit and make me who I am as a coach. And, you know, I've stolen it all. And that's what I try to do is you know, then pass it on as well, the things that I've learned. So those are some of my experiences. I'm sorry. And then I got out a few years ago in part to watch my youngest son, Connor, named after the hero in Leon Uris's Trinity, by the way. Connor Larkin. We wanted to watch him play his last 2 years. So we did that, and that was awesome. And so the last couple of years, I've been teaching. I've been doing a lot of TV and radio for ESPN and evaluation for ESPN. I go and evaluate high school players. So I've kept my hand in the game very significantly there, and I do a lot of individual instruction. I've been doing a lot of individual instruction for the last 2 years. And so to get back on the sideline is exciting. When you step away for a little bit, you get a great perspective. And this is just the opportunity that fits me right now.
That's great. And Pete, I presume, you know, you'll roll back the years with a lot of Cork basketball folk when you get over here. But for the younger generation that won't have known you for your association with Neptune, what would you say to them for, you know, the type of coach you are and the way you work?
Well, I'll say, all right, come on, guys, listen up and get in your stance. I can't wait to work with those guys, you know. I can't wait to work with them, get on the court. I'm very hands-on. Mark Scannell and I are to talk here shortly, and he's the Irish women's national coach, of course, and, you know, and a Cork man. And we're going to do a clinic, it looks like, on January, I want to say, like 24th or 25th, and hopefully we'll put our hands on those young people that you speak of right now. And so, you know, my thing would be this thing is growing. Basketball's a great game. I'm not very objectively, so of course, but I'm gonna sell the game because I think it's the greatest team game there is, and you can use your hands.
Brilliant.
So we're gonna hopefully get kids excited about it.
And with the work that Colin O'Reilly did, obviously, will there be much of an overlap from Colin's legacy, I suppose, or will it be a blank canvas completely for you?
Well, from what I understand, the people I've spoken to just in the last 4 or 5 days since I was appointed, he did a very good job.
Yeah.
So, no need to throw out the baby with the bathwater. If he's established some things that have been good, then we're going to carry on with them. So that's a big part of the next, the building blocks here as we move forward.
Great stuff. Pete, look, we can't wait to meet you Leaside. We're going to claim you from Cork, the Ireland men's team coach. And look, the best of luck. Enjoy Thanksgiving for today. And look, the best of luck when you get to Ireland. And we'll talk again very soon.
That sounds great, Lisa. It's nice to meet you. And please tell those in Cork I said hello. I mean, I can't wait to get back to Ireland and, of course, Cork.